The following program contains explicit language.
Welcome back to Murdoch Jones Show. Oh, and we haven't fucking recorded an episode since May. And yes, I am still doing this, but
you know, take the summer off.
We get busy in the summer.
Yeah, apparently.
It's like teaching school. You can't do it.
Opposite.
Most of this is laziness and it's an excuse.
Yep.
But you just, like, we had Loud Fest and we have Rally, and, you know, if I was smart, and we did try to do it, it just never, ever worked out. We wanted to tape some Loud Fest episodes. We wanted to tape some Rally episodes.
But if anybody saw you at Loud Fest, that you couldn't have taped anything.
Well, no, you just run. That was dumb. Like, you think, okay, well, I'll have, you know, 2 hours or there won't be a fire.
No.
And that just doesn't.
Not a literal fire, because that would be bad. But
it wouldn't have made a difference in the crowd this year. The weather fucked us.
We enjoyed it. We were in the little red-haired girl's boss's camper when the big storm came.
At Sturgis Loud Fest.
And we were just looking around going, you know what? If we're going to die, this is it. So let's just hold each other and hope for the best.
Well, yeah, it was touch and go there for a while.
Yeah.
So this is the Murdoch Jones Show. As you are listening to this, there are brand new t-shirts up for sale that are really cool at murdochjones.com.
It's not a Chive ripoff, is it?
It's not a Chive ripoff.
Okay.
It is a original logo.
Nice.
Actually, I think it's half taken from a concert poster deal. But anyways, it's super sweet. There's flames and gas cans and star. I don't know. Fucking go look. I don't know how to hawk my own shit.
they're on the website right now listening to this, so they can probably see it right there.
You're there. Just go. Or on your phones. You can listen to us on iTunes. You can listen to us on Stitcher. If you are listening to us on those platforms, like us, thumbs up us, rate us. Even if you fucking hate this show, rate it. Because the more ratings is more gooder.
More gooder.
And so help a brother out there. On the show today, Randy Brown.
Good morning.
Who I don't quite now know how to introduce because he was on radio and then he wasn't on radio and then he's back on radio, and at the same time he manages bands and he has Black Hills Business Consulting, and he's a Renaissance man.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And so I don't know how to introduce you. You're just Randy Brown. Whatever.
There you go. Fair enough. It's good to be back sitting at the old studio too.
Yeah, so taping today in the Case Guy Studios.
The Howgo Broadcast Mecca is what it is.
Go ahead and interrupt the recording. It's not a big deal. Have a seat, eat your food.
You should have a sign up if you're
I know.
There's a light that is on?
No, because I don't have as hot. I'm recording in queue, so we don't.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I don't accidentally put something over the air and get fired.
Well, hey, you segued into it. That's what I'd like to start with. So let me give a backstory, and then you change.
Okay.
What you change where I'm getting this wrong.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Can we talk about this, by the way?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We just won't name any names.
We won't mention any names at all. Okay. No. So Randy was doing the morning show on Case Guy here at 951caseguy.com. Why am I telling the story? Why don't you just tell the story?
Well, it's actually funny. I was on vacation the day I got fired. That's tough to do. Because three days before I got married, I had an issue, which was my own fault with a business. And I used, inappropriately, the airwaves to vent that, and totally wrong.
Let's hold on, because you're giving me cliff notes.
I am giving you cliff notes.
Okay, so you had a problem with a business.
I did.
Which is probably legitimate.
I see their point, but at the time, did not. Whoa, no.
Okay, but it was you were hot because it was affecting you personally.
It was affecting me personally.
You were fucking mad, okay.
Yep, and I was really mad.
And so dummy...
So I came in. So here's no.
It, brings his beef on the radio.
No, here's the whole backstory. My good friend Chrissy was here at the time doing the morning show, and our buddy Jersey was sitting in for me because I was on vacation. So I came to town to do a bit of business. The bit of business did not go well, but I came to the station because we have Art Alexakis from Everclear on the phone, and so I'm making sure that was done. That was my reason for stopping in at work on my day off. And then those two assholes got me going, and, you know, we're sticking the bear, and they got me all riled up.
That's fine.
And then cracked the mic.
But technically, you were their program director and boss,
yep.
And they're poking the bear.
And they did.
And then you...
and then I opened my big fat mouth and got fired.
So yeah. When you got fired, was it like an immediate, like...
No, it was weird because I had the day off. Literally, I came in, and as soon as I said it, I was like, ooh, you know, that was not good.
Did you blow the alarm whistles? Like, did you alert, like,
no, because,
Chris and Jacobs and everybody?
You know, I'd never really fucked up that bad. So I was like, ah, you know, maybe it's not as bad as it sounded in my head, but it was.
Well, here's the problem with this, and it happens with every radio person. Every time a radio person gets in trouble, the person who is asking them to be in trouble never hears what was said.
Right.
They always get translated.
Yep.
An amplified version of what was said.
Right.
And that's what they go to the boss with. This specific business just happens to be one of the top five businesses you don't shit talk in town.
No, not at all.
And so, you know.
And everybody here is out to get each other. We all smile and nod like today is the United Way day that we're taping this. And we're all going to go hang out. And I'm going to see all the other radio and TV personalities. And we're like, ha, how are you? Good, good, good. And then turn around and talk mad shit.
I used to think that. They radio people too do talk mad shit. But is it still... Is it still that way? Rambo, you weigh in. Is it still that way? Do radio people?
Most definitely.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
But aren't we past that? Like, maybe I'm out of it, so maybe I can't see it.
I mean, I don't do it personally, and I
That's
don't
not true.
Hear
not
true.
Well, don't listen now.
Everybody does it.
Everybody does it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I might think I don't do it personally.
What's true. Yeah. All the radio people think that I will completely agree with. Radio people think they don't shit talk everybody else, but they absolutely shit talk everybody.
And everybody's nice to talk now because you flipped the switch and you're a client.
Oh yeah. Oh, people who hate my guts are now like, hey buddy, how you doing? So we got this ad buy coming up. It's great. And they just hate it. But I was I don't think radio people necessarily got along with me because it's my fault. I always acted like I was a big fish in a small pond, that wasn't ever true.
Well, you were a huge asshole at times, too, when you were, like, charging for hosting cancer benefits. You told that story before.
Oh, God, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was I telling you that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so embarrassing. Okay. It's so embarrassing, Rambo. Okay. The 10 does their legs, kegs, and mistletoe charity event.
Yeah.
And they raised like upwards $60,000 for breast cancer. And I'm like, I'm not kidding. I'm like 19, 20, you know, maybe it's 21. I had brand new twins. I'm making $18,000 a year, you know, I'm doing radio. I can't afford anything. And they're like, hey, this cancer benefit's going on. And I don't realize cancer benefit didn't sink in. I just thought you're on stage and you're talking. Why are you, if you're good at something, don't do it for free, is my mantra.
I love that line from the Joker in the Dark Knight.
Right, exactly. And so I went, well, yeah, I'll do it, but I want $100. And I made him pay. I'm such an asshole. When I see Louis, I get hot inside because I'm like, that's what she still thinks. Like she looks at me and maybe she doesn't, give a shit. She's so cool, but. I guarantee you for a while she would just like, that motherfucker charged $100 for our cancer benefit and I had to pay him.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
God, that's embarrassing.
I'll tell you what though, the rates have drastically been reduced. They're still wonderful and Louis's great and everybody up there at the 10, but I do the Cinco de Mayo stuff and I just do it for as many margaritas as I can drink in 7 hours.
But that's what you should, you know, they're just cool. You should just do it for like cool people. I don't know. I need to find a way to make, I still haven't made it on. I should go buy something at the next deal.
Oh, the next cancer benefit?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to sit at our table?
Sure.
It's the weekend. It's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. If you're in town.
And it's just a lingerie, like you get the lingerie?
Yeah, yeah. It's $25 a seat, and that all goes to the charity.
Right, sure.
And then you bid on the lingerie. Yep. And some of it goes for crazy expensive. And some of it's reasonable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I bought her a swimsuit last year for $125. you know, it's a little high for a swimsuit, but it's for
yeah. But that's what, like, this market's funny. Like when we'll do silent auctions, mm-hmm. and like people are like, myself included, the last one we did, I was like, ooh, a Kindle Fire, I can get that for a deal, and you get in that deal mode because you think it's an auction.
Yeah.
But in reality, you need to think, well, this isn't because you're trying to get a deal.
Yeah.
Some poor sick kid or mm-hmm. breast cancer victim needs some fucking money, asshole.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. It's not about you getting the deal.
I know.
It's that advertising side of you coming out.
I charge $100. Yep. It's just embarrassing. But you know what? That's what we keep it real.
Yep.
You're just.
Yep.
Radio people are kind of assholes, and I'm one of them.
Well, and now you're in the big advertising marketing world, so you can just head on down to the 10 and write yourself a $100 check.
Yeah, because you get out of radio, and all of a sudden the bills go away. That's how it works. Actually, all your bar expenses triple because when you're in radio.
No shit.
You're, you know, that was the greatest thing about radio is you don't pay for a drink.
No. That's this
summer. And then you're out for a week and you're like, fuck, this is what drinking costs?
Well, no, it's not just that, but it's every single activity, you know, concert tickets, backstage, VIP, all this stuff that you take for granted. And it's not, and trust me, it is fun, but it's not the end of the world. When you've never been to a VIP, unless you're like a VIP at Scores in New York or something like that, it's really not that great.
No, it's not a big deal.
You know, they've got free booze, which is always a plus, a little bit of food. And then sometimes it's just about the connections. You just get to hang out with people. But when you lose that for like 3 months, that sucks. I was looking at some concerts coming to town and I was like, I will have to buy
$60, yeah.
I will have to buy a ticket to see a concert? That hasn't happened since 2002.
Speaking of, this is the time where I'm going to be an asshole and ask for Deadwood Jam tickets.
I'll hook you up.
Perfect. See? Look at that. You just got to leverage it a little bit, dude.
Yeah. Everclear headlining Saturday night.
I was such a I still am. I was fanatical. Like in the 90s. Like when the internet started to become a thing where you could like sit in your house and be on the internet as a kid. Like mm-hmm. I was on Everclear message boards. Like I still have like internet friends that I've never met.
Did it take you 10 minutes to do one post on those message boards?
Yeah, it's old school. Like you put up a picture of an Everclear poster you found and like you'd upload it and it would take 19 years. And then you'd check on someone else's picture. Like this is a concert I was at because being in South Dakota, you never got to see them live, right?
Nope.
And so it would like, you know, one line at a time on the image would load. Then the day you got the second phone line put in, like when you know your parents would pick up the phone and you'd be on the internet and they'd hear, boom, 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 you know, and they'd be like, get off the internet. I'm like, I'm chatting. And they're like, with who? That sounds gay. I'm like, no, it's not gay. There's no dudes involved. Well, there's dudes involved. We're chatting about music. Dudes, right.
Yeah.
It's not all dudes. Like, my dad still doesn't understand like the concept of just sitting at the a little bit now because he's on Facebook and mm-hmm. like he Skypes, you know. So maybe he does get it now. But like, man, I'd be like 15, and you know, it's like 10 o'clock at night, and you have the entire world in front of you on the internet, and you're just kind of realizing it, and you're like, man, there are chat rooms, like if you're in. You can't even imagine the weird shit people are into when you're 15 years old. But you could go just like in the Wild West days of the internet, you could just go find some random room and like, all these people love fucking horses. And you're like, whoa, let's see what they're about.
Yay, look at them.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, porn was the first thing anyway, though. I remember that when I was first introduced to the internet, I was working in radio here in town for a country station that was in the big white building on 9th Street on the second floor. And the guy who was still in charge of that station, that's all he would do. And it would literally, like Rambo was saying, it would take like 5 minutes for whatever the image to load. And it would like line by line by line.
I got, when I was in high school, I got suspended for 3 days because there's a computer lab. Like, for the time, it was kind of, you know, fancy for a little farm school. And I figured out a way to put jiggly boobs on everybody's computer screensaver. And it was like, even back then, they were like, this is like, you know, what if you would have put something worse than jiggly, you know, you could be a cyber criminal. No. Like, cyber criminal? They're booze. I'm 15.
They're awesome.
If the wind blows from the south, I have an erection. And you didn't, you know, mm-hmm. I'm a 15-year-old kid. You didn't figure out how to not make it so I couldn't put boobs on everybody's screen. This is not my fault. Which is my argument that didn't work worth a shit. But
it's good to try, though.
Now if you do that, you can, you know, they'll kick you at school and they'll put you, you know, they'll label you. And now you got to, you know, they'll half sex offender status, you and you can't pull up out of that shit. Like back in my day, you could fuck up and you know,
all would be right with the world.
Yeah, move on. Yeah. It was still a little funny. But they don't mess around with that now.
No,
you can't even be a kid anymore. Okay, Everclear. I want to talk about Everclear.
Yes,
that's how we started on this.
Yes, and you actually, I think you texted me a couple months ago, threatening to give me the playlist that they have to play.
If you take any band who has made it three records in with a label, a major label, mm-hmm. okay?
Yep.
I won't go compete against indie, just major labels. I don't care what the rock band is.
You don't care any rock band?
Any rock band.
Okay.
Now, this is, it's all opinion, I realize, so yep. it's impossible to win this argument. But out of all of, from the 60s to now, mm-hmm. especially now because bands don't get three albums deep.
Oh, no, not
they
just it.
they get turned, you know.
Yep.
But that World of Noise, Sparkle of Fade, So Much for the Afterglow are the best three fucking rock albums that a band has put out. Now there, and I would say this to his face because it's a disappointment. Past that,
yeah.
Like I used to be really mad about it. I'm like, how do you suck so fucking much now?
The American movie stuff is that what you're talking
about?
Oh my
god, it's terrible. Now the labels were fucking with them, and it's not all their fault. But and you know, I just think like it's hard for Rage Against the Machine to continue to rage when they're writing their song from the pool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what happened to Everclear. This band made it huge, and then you lose that. Because this is a guy who almost died from heroin like a bajillion times, you know, and almost lost kids and had a terrible upbringing. And all that angst made three fucking monster albums. Mm-hmm. Like the first one was dark and dirty and drugs and death, you know, and it's just deep. It hits you. And the second one is kind of half getting through it and still dealing with like teenage love stuff, and because they're all still in their younger 20s. And that third one is like, all right, we've made it, but we've got enough in the gas tank for one more killer album. And we bring, there's a couple of Colorfinger songs that they redid to Everclear-ish on that So Much for the Afterglow CD. They're fucking awesome. And then the fourth one,
bam, boom.
It was just they ran out of gas.
Well, they tried to do a concept album without a real good concept.
But you know, what happened? And it's not just it's Pearl Jam, it's Stone Temple Pilots, and you know, every '90s band.
Yep.
Weezer, you know, had the same problem.
It all boils down to the same thing. You can't get clean after that long of an influence on your artistic side and still perform the same. It's not the good. You know, it's not good. Necessarily
do you think
be
it's
worse.
Just the drugs?
I think it's probably a combination of everything. But you can't say that the drugs and the booze and all that other stuff, you know, didn't contribute. Everybody's like, you know why the 60s are so great? Because everybody was fucked up and
really
all those songs are really good because, you know, you can't say it doesn't completely influence it, but you know.
Like I sound like half a douche when I say their first three albums are the best rock album. Yeah. Like I don't know. Maybe there's seven people in the world who would agree with that, and they're probably related to Everclear.
Probably,
you know, or Art. I don't think Art Alex Haggis himself would admit that the first three albums are the best rock albums. Or maybe he would. I would like it if he would, because you know that means.
Because then you would be right.
I would have some justification. You know what I mean?
You would be.
But there isn't still to this day. 92 was. However many years ago, 20 years ago almost, I still, every fifth song on my Spotify playlist is an Everclear song.
Really?
One of those first three albums. God, I fucking love it. I'm so excited for this concert. Like, when you told me, I thought, oh, you might lose your ass because I don't know how many Everclear fans are out there, but I don't really give a fuck because I'm definitely going to be there. I think I sent you a text at one time a few months back that says, if I don't get a picture with RX August, you're dead to me.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right. I'm looking for set lists right now, but no one seems to be posting
them. There must be some new stuff they play.
Well, they just wrapped up the Summerland tour with Filter Cake and Sponge.
See, that sounds like, and now we got robbed in the 90s because we didn't have, you know, hair, and we didn't have the 70s. Like, the 90s was a tough, for rock at least, was tough.
Yep.
Because we didn't get really these bands that are going to stay memorable.
Yep.
But Cake and Sponge and who? Semisonic?
Filter.
No, Filter.
Filter Cake Sponge.
Filter
and
Cake
Everclear.
Sponge and Everclear.
Yeah.
Who closes on the Filter Cake Sponge Everclear?
They gotta rotate. You've gotta think
not
that they
Sponge.
No, not Sponge.
Sponge's gotta open. I mean, Sponge has to realize, all right, we had 16 candles and that cloud song, and we're gonna fucking open.
You're not old enough to remember, maybe you are because you were in this business forever, Trip Shakespeare. Remember Trip Shakespeare out of Sioux Falls? Trip Shakespeare changed their names and had a huge song that came out in the early 90s when I was in college.
Trip Shakespeare.
Yeah, they changed their name to Semisonic.
Oh, okay, really?
Yeah, yep. Back in the day,
they were Trip Shakespeare.
Trip Shakespeare, yep.
Semisonic's a much better name.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
They're still
cashing in on closing time.
We play it every night. Every time a bar closes, they still play that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember when MySpace got huge, but it was before it got huge for everybody. Like when your little sister or little brother and everybody got on it, but bands and comedians were finding it.
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago.
I remember liking or friending or however you did it with MySpace, Semisonic and who's the one hit wonder who had Sex and Candy? Marcy Playground.
Mm-hmm.
And I had not everybody was on MySpace and I'm like, I like that Sex and Candy song. I'll be friends or however the fuck it worked with MySpace with Marcy Playground. And the lead singer from Marcy Playground sent an email back. It was that early in MySpace. He's like, hey, dude, thanks for, I see you're from South Dakota. We used to play there back in the whatever. And I'm like, holy shit, the dude from Marcy Playground's talking to me. I don't even remember his name, which is just an asshole thing now. You should, it should resonate a little bit more. Although I was just like, we sent, he was cool. He sent like 5 or 6 emails back and forth with me. And I'm like, you guys are great. And, the Minnesota scene is so cool. And, I'm in the fucking cornfield town of South Dakota and 800 people live here and you're fucking talking to me. And
this
is
amazing.
It was so great, And then I was like, and I don't know anything other than Sex and Candy. Or although that song they had on the Cruel Intentions soundtrack, Coming Up From Behind or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's how he got back to me. I was like, hey, because I didn't just go, I love Sex and Candy. I found a deep track. I found another song that, And he's like, this guy isn't just some Fairweather fan, even though I totally was.
Yep. That's upper level stalking right there.
It is. But that's going back to the internet thing. I remember trying to tell my parents, the guy from Marcy Playground is talking to me on the internet. And they're like,
yeah.
Are you being raped? Is this what's happening? Is this a gay thing?
How do you know it's really
so many him? Times in my life my parents had to sit and scratch their head and go, is this gay? I don't know. What does this mean? I don't know who chat or email.
It's really funny. Yeah, I was not an early adopter like that, which is, because I'm just a little older than you, but that's pretty funny.
I remember sitting, there was this time frame when I was like a teenager, and when you're a teenager, you're trying to find what your identity is,
Apparently not gay.
Not, no. Trust me, I did. Maybe I should have tried. I had no luck not being gay. I tried and tried and tried to be straight, and no one was biting. It sucked. Maybe I should have tried the gay thing. It might have worked out a little better.
Well, in a town of 800,
probably not worked out a little better. I had to get beat. Anyways, you're trying to find who you are, right? And so I found this goth. This is so embarrassing. I found this goth chat room deal. I wonder if it still exists. Probably doesn't. But it was just like these fucking weirdo loners who like eye makeup and, fucking wear the vampire outfits and, drink blood and whatever. And there was these weird hierarchy of whatever dipshit loser can spend the most time on the internet is the king of the nerds, and there's this weird digital Lord of the Flies thing going on. And I remember thinking, this is so cool. I can be in this group. And I tried to be in the group a little bit, but it was like when the narc tries to hang with the, there's literally corn growing out of my window, there's you can only fake it for a little bit. They're just not going to bite.
Bummer.
I couldn't be in the goth group on the internet, which is in the end, probably for the better.
Yeah. Yeah. I would imagine so. You turned out okay though.
I couldn't fit in with the goth. And I tried to come up with a dark nickname. I can't remember what it was, but you had to have a clever, Raven's Blood 37. Everyone had these fucking weirdo, Darth, Countess, and thought it was you'd find the internet chick that you could try to relate with who this is in real life at the bar now. Who would have a sexy nickname and a sexy little avatar picture, and you'd fantasize what she looks like in her head, and in reality she's probably some 47-year-old pig, you know, who fucking works at Denny's on the day shift and, you know, is just as ungoth as I am, but she could fake it better than I could. I don't know how we got out. That was a tangent. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's all good.
So you are, you got hired back. You are not fired from radio anymore.
I am not fired from radio anymore. Yes. I would like to thank the management and ownership at Haugo Broadcasting for extending the invitation. No, it's going to be good. I'm glad I'm back. It was rough to be out for 3 months.
Isn't it? It's a bummer.
It is.
Like you just go. Yeah. Like you know, first of all, you get fired and that's just an ego check and nobody likes it. Right. And
everybody
gets fired in radio, but it's the free drinks. You know, that you don't get, and you don't get to go to the concerts anymore.
The access, and
You're not into all the, you know, bitchy radio gossip, which everybody says they hates, but secretly everybody revels in it.
Well, and then it's also that, but it's, you know how this is all a numbers-driven game, you know? Salespeople sell numbers.
Right.
And then we all compete for numbers. It's all numbers, numbers, numbers. And then we had a pretty good run a while back when I was here the first time. And we did well. We did really well on a couple of our ratings periods in a row, well enough that we actually won for the first time in our demo for a long, long time. So I was feeling pretty good about that. And then I got fired.
That's always how it works, too. Like, you just feel like you're making progress, making accomplishments.
Yep. Things are going well. You know, sales are up. Everybody's happy. We got a good team. By the way, you got to go. But that's okay. So now I've earned my badge. So if radio, Rapid City Radio, were a motorcycle club.
Sure.
You know, we would have we'd have like the wings, except our wings would stand for different stuff.
Different stations and groups you've worked for.
Well, you got fired and you got caught having sex in the prod room. I mean, it would be, everyone get really quiet.
I was trying to think who got caught having sex in the prod room. I know I don't want to drop any names, but there was the TV guy. Who was
the TV guy that was over across the hall?
Let's do it this way.
Okay.
No.
Oh, okay. Different
no,
TV guy.
No. Nobody in here. Okay. Over there.
Okay.
He would.
Like the pointing that you're doing. That no one can see on a podcast. I know.
Well, I'm trying to visually do this so I don't rat him out. But this is what I heard. The TV guy over there that isn't there anymore.
Okay.
What was the that company rotates in a lot of hot young reporters from out of town, farm clubs them up to other places. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so allegedly there's some incidents and some broom closets up on that floor.
Nice. Nice. I believe it.
You know, that's gotta be kind of, I hate his guts cause he's a douche, but that's some game.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There's always one guy like that though, because there was a guy in the very first building I worked in that was like that, where he literally tapped 90% of the women that ever came in that building.
But after, like, I mean, okay, I'm a little split because it's kind of impressive, I guess. Like that dude urge in you is like, that's kind of cool. The flip side of that coin is, you know, that's gross. You're gross. You're fucking rapist. It's gross.
She's 20 and just going to graduate next month.
That's like, it's not cool to think like that, I guess, but it's kind of gross. Yeah. You're an asshole.
Yeah. Wow, look at the maturity in Murdoch Jones. You've grown.
I have. I've matured in my years. No. I have kids, and now you think different. You know, and like my kids just turned 11, and you know, like when I was 14, that's when you find, you know, older kids took you know, you got to hang out with the older kids, and they filled you full of beer, and they put up, you know, some chew in you and took you up and down roller coaster road where that makes your stomach go, you know, and you throw up everywhere and it's a half initiation. I have children that are 3 years from that age and it scares the shit out of you. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, older kids are going to put beer and chew in you.
And then, well, you know, in the back of your mind though, there's gotta be a little bit, it's going to be awesome.
No, not at all. Not even really? A little. Yeah. I want them to be old. 14 is so young. Like, they get mad because they hear these stories like, Dad learned how to drive when he was 9, but I was also in a fucking cornfield or a bean field, like, working, you know what I mean, with a machete knife, walking beans, and I wouldn't trust my children with a butter knife in the middle of a field, you know what I mean? You just get so uber protective of them, which is, I realize that's wrong. Like, you can't, like, we are raising generations of pussies because they don't know how to do anything, you know what I mean, or exist on their own.
Yeah. Well, that's why these shows are all so popular, this Man versus Wild and all that stuff, you know, these survivalists.
It's calling them back.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of the reason, the rally is partly big because these group of people, you know, a lot of people bring out their $1 million buses and hotels and all that. And that's great. And that's awesome. That's how I do it. I wouldn't stay in a tent for a week with a motorcycle and no showers. Fuck that. But there's that call, you know what I mean? That you're on a Harley and you ride it in from wherever and you pitch a tent and you're just in the woods or, in a kind of a prairie campground and, you know, it's just you and the sun and you're not going out and killing venison for dinner. You know what I mean? You're going to watch, Kid Rock and get fucked up. But it's that elementally, it's still that same.
It is
calling.
Well, okay. In that vein, what are, you know, you've got boys that are 11. What are the things, you know, what's the man checklist? What do they have to know how to do for you to feel that you've prepared them? For example, easy stuff like change a tire and change your own oil.
Yeah, we haven't got there yet because they're not driving.
Well, they're 11.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know how to do that.
Really?
I don't know how to do anything with cars.
You can't change a flat?
I can change a flat. Okay. Take the things up. But I'm sure I'm sure there are things in the process of changing a flat that if a guy who's changed a million flats will go, you're doing that wrong. But I can get the nuts off and put the tire on and
drive away
back
and be
up
happy.
And get it to a place who can really fix it. You know what I mean? I go on, you know, that's a good point because I rail about how we're a bunch of pussies, but I don't know how to change the fucking oil. I go, I take it to Scott and he takes care of it. I'm bummed out about that now. The man checklist is, I don't know, what is the man checklist?
No, what's what every man should know how to do?
I change oil and change a tire should be on there.
Start a fire, probably.
Start a fire, yeah, but.
Are your boys scouts?
No, we tried it.
Yeah, I did it for a while when I didn't go very far, like 3 years.
I was in scouts for a long time. Like, I can start a fire and I can do all that stuff. I like camping. I can camp in a weekend in a tent and be, fish and eat it and whatever. That's cool. But, like, it was gay. I don't know how else to describe it. Like, we sat in the meeting and it was a bunch of nerdy parents who were 20 years older than me because we were so young and I just, maybe it was in a different group and the parents would have been cooler.
Right.
But we had, we had 17 things going. They're in violin and they're in breakdance and they're in jiu-jitsu and they're in baseball and they're in football and they're, and they're in hockey now. And there's just 47 things going on. And we're sitting in this and we're constantly yelling at them about getting their homework done. And we're sitting on a Tuesday night at school cafeteria with these collection of parents that I don't think I would ever get along with if I was sober, and this doesn't seem like an event with the scouts that you can kind of show up fucked up to.
No, probably not. No.
You know what I mean? I was like, well, I'm not going to be able to drink whiskey with these people.
Yeah.
Not all of them, just a couple of them. I don't know. We just went boo. I can take them out camping.
Sure. Yeah. And teach them stuff they need to know.
And the scouts are too anti, this gay. It doesn't matter if you're gay. You should still be out and wear that. The whole outfit's gay.
Especially the little handkerchief.
There's an age group called the Weeblos. It's fucking gay. And they're like, we can't have gay. And, now they said we could have gays. And that's something that is insanely stupid to worry about.
It is.
So, whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, that's my...
There's your 2 cents on that? Yeah. You get all...
I have it. How are you? Pretty good.
I want a check. We getting out checks?
You get checks yet? You're brand new. You don't get any paycheck.
I don't get a paycheck for a long time. A long time.
You're going to have negative paychecks for a while to make up for everything, aren't you?
No. Not at all.
Let's go back to the man list. The man list. So I guess start a fire or at least have the things in your vicinity that could start a fire. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like, know how to get unlost if you're lost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like find a road, find a creek, follow it down till you meet people,
Right.
Camp without crying because it's cold. don't know. What else is on that list?
Can you teach my wife that one?
I mean, that's just be. I mean, bring a sleeping bag. Don't be a dick about it.
Yep.
But
wrap yourselves in leaves. Go for it.
Yeah. Holding doors.
Yep.
You know, saying thank you if someone holds doors for you. Like, that drives me fucking bananas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Neither of you have kids, so you've never had to worry about this.
Thank you, God, no.
Yeah? Uh-uh. Everyone says that, and I said that, too, and ours were a surprise. Like, we were fucking A young. But, you don't know, you just kind of roll with it.
But the good news is, you know, you'll still be relatively young when they're...
Fucking A young.
Out on their own.
Nicole will be 38.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. Kick them the fuck out. Liquidate everything. Move to Costa Rica. Start getting high again. It's going to be awesome. Speaking of, we can do a little news here. Holy shit, weed is in the news a lot lately.
Yes, it is. Yeah. When are we going to legalize it nationwide? It's going to be soon, right?
It won't.
5 years?
Yeah, but there's a process. It won't. It'll be decriminalized.
Right.
Rather than legalized. Mm-hmm. And then the states can then pick which path they want to go down, be it medicinal or just go like Washington and Colorado, they'll just completely legalize it. But like even in Colorado, like Colorado made it legal last year, but you still can't, like we are all 21-year-old adults, can't go down to Colorado, go into a dispensary and buy, you still have to be a citizen.
Right.
And you got to get a red card and register and get on the system and all that. And all that, fuck, fine. That's rock on. You know?
Make it as safe as possible.
Regulate whatever you have to regulate.
And tax it. Make some money.
That's why I think it will happen in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Like it came close. 52 to 48 a few years ago.
I think as close as they could get. I think the voters will pass it. Then I think our dicks and peer will find a way to fuck it up.
They're not. No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No,
they're way too Republican.
No, I don't think they're too Republican. I mean, everybody's a Republican in South Dakota, whether you're not a Republican, because we're in the corn country and ranch country. So everyone's just more conservative, but the libertarian and the pro business aspect of this is what will pull it through. Not like the people who just kind of think
not the reefer madness morality stuff.
Yeah. That'll eventually, even though we're the people who make decisions in the state are, I think, older than other states because we get tagged for not being very progressive. It'll be the pro business side of this. Some Colorado and Washington and California and Illinois just passed it medicinally now. They'll figure out what they're going to let a few other states learn their mistakes. You know what I mean? And then pick a plan that works for South Dakota. There's too much agriculture here.
Yeah.
There's just entirely too much agriculture, not for enough people to go, holy shit, if you grow this organically, you can sell it for $3,800 a pound. You know, that's bananas money.
Yep.
And if everybody starts to grow it, it won't be worth $3,800 a pound, but I don't know what a pound is into a bushel. That's more money than corn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This break brought to you by South Dakota Normal.
Is there still a Normal group? I'm sure there is.
I don't know. I had to defriend them or block them because
it's too much.
It's not that I don't think they have a point. It's just that really, I can't stand single issue people. You know,
yeah.
If that's your only deal, you have nothing else in your life.
Yeah.
I don't care how good it is. Yeah. I don't have time for you.
But that's that way. It's across the board like that. Like people are too. Like you're either, you know, you live and die by pro-life or pro-choice, or you live and die by Republican or Democrat, or you live and die by gay, not gay, which is just fucking ridiculous.
It sounds like where I grew up.
Even if you're in the most liberal place in the world, it's the one issue, you know, it's the one issue people. It's both sides. It's everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking relax.
Mm-hmm.
It's a third party that. And this is where the majority of the country is, whether they want to admit it or not. They're socially liberal because everybody wants a safety net. They're fiscally conservative. You know, they want a big army and they want to not be taxed. And they mm-hmm. want 30% of this country doesn't pay a dime in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's I like social safety nets, but that's fucking ridiculous. You know, they have to pay a little, even if it's $100.
Yep. Something.
Something.
Well, and I'm in your boat now because the wife and I started that business and this is our 2013 is our first tax year.
It sucks. Yeah.
How is it possible that I have to pay this much? Because I didn't make any money.
And this is such a Fox News deal, but like if you get to be successful, you still become a 50-50 partner with the government,
yeah,
which is a bummer. You know, so why? Why would you go? It's just, it's too much. Now, the successful and the rich always have to pay for the majority of the social net. But it's just too much now. Like, it's just too much. Even, like, but if you are not paying any taxes and you're sitting in the middle of a high-rise ghetto or whatever, or you're in a trailer and you make $7 an hour, the concept of the rich are paying too much and the poor aren't paying enough, they, you know, they go, you're an asshole. But I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know what the fix is, I guess.
No, neither do I. I don't pretend to be anyway. All summer long, I worked too much. I didn't keep up on any current events, which is actually refreshing.
It's best thing I ever did was get rid of cable news. Yeah. You immediately are less angry.
Yep. Although I am very happy to see a surprise to me. Last night, I turned on the TV and Keith Olbermann is back on ESPN.
Is he?
He's got his own show late at night.
Is it political?
Nope.
It's all sports?
It's sports, but...
Is it still Olbermann-y?
It's still Olbermann-y. Yeah, now. You don't like him? I like him. I think he's funny.
That MSNBC run, yeah, I had to punch out.
Did you? Well, he doesn't do any of that political stuff, but the good news is there's so much tape of him. Like, he did 10 minutes on the Pirates, and he kept showing himself and DP back in the day with their porno mustaches.
Oh, sure,
and,
that's smart.
I mean, it was fun. It's good stuff.
I'll check it out. Yeah, in football season's here, and I don't have TV. That's where I feel like you're on TV, you're an asshole. You need to get to watch football.
But even if you have the TV, you got to buy the package to watch football. Or like we just walk across the street to our favorite little watering hole.
That's what it ends up being. Yeah. You don't save any money because you just go to the bar and you drink a bunch of beer and watch a bunch of football. Bring your laptop.
Well, any bar worth it.
The 19 fantasy leagues I'm in.
Damn it.
You know, I used to make fun of all the Dungeons and Dragons weirdos who would like go to the park and LARP. You know what I mean? Do you know what LARPing is?
No. Yeah.
Okay, live action role playing.
What is she now? My wife's half sister does that.
LARP.
She's 13 and lives in just outside San Francisco.
It's easier if you're in San Francisco. You could dress up like a testicle and find somebody else dressed like a testicle in San Francisco. It's just so cool and open minded, you know?
Did you ever see the movie Role Models?
Yeah. It's like that. So they all dress, not that intense, obviously, and everybody's good looking and funny. That's, trust me, not the case when I've seen them. But like they'll go to Canyon Lake or
they have it around here?
Oh, yeah.
I see them a bit a mile away.
Yeah, but you can't be mean. You know what I mean? Like, we always wanted to go, like, douse them with super soakers or whatever, but...
That's just rude.
Yeah, that'd just be mean. But yeah, they'll dress up like fucking kings and princes and wizards and dragons.
How do you think you get to be the king of a LARP clan? I assume it's a clan or a...
I don't know if you can do 3 push-ups. If you've seen
a vagina, you're in.
Right. Like, I felt 3 pair of titties, sir.
You're our god.
I don't know how you get it. I suppose you start it, I guess. I don't know. It's probably the feudal system.
Probably. Start at the bottom, work
your way up. Yeah, you know, you start as the guy who's scooping up dragon shit, and you work your way up to the king. I don't know.
Then you do a little gladiator action, and then you survive, and you move up the ranks.
Right, okay, but here we are, making fun of all of these fucking nerds. I'm in 4 fantasy leagues. It's the nerdiest thing ever.
No, but it's a different kind of nerdy.
It's not. Just not.
You can pawn it off on, you know, there's the real, like the hardcore sabermetrics people that go into it. And then there's like the fans. I'm just a fan. You know what it does for me? Because forever and ever and ever, our team was so shitty.
Yeah, the Bears have been pretty shitty.
It gave me
a reason to watch ball.
To watch football and watch and root for.
I know, but all of that just is really an excuse because there's probably a guy who just dresses up like a wizard once in a while and he doesn't read all the books and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I just made the same argument for the same, you know, it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like getting together at Buffalo Wild Wings and drinking beer with your draft is just as fucking nerdy and probably far way more unhealthier than dressing up like a wizard and throwing beanbag spells at each other in the fucking park. At least the nerds in the park are getting out in the grass and the sunshine. I mean, they look like assholes, but it's healthier. You know, maybe they drink a little mead at the end or whatever the fuck they drink. But if you're just sitting in a bar at a laptop hunched over going, I can't believe I didn't get Kimbrel Tompkins or whatever the fuck his name is. You know, it's the exact same thing.
It is. But it's my nerdiness, so that makes it less nerdy.
I'm with it. I'm completely with it. I'm not, you know, I'm picking on myself because I'm fucking 4 of them.
Yeah.
See, I was at a draft. I ended my children's birthday party early last night so I could get into a
that is just draft. Hateful.
Really? Not hateful. I mean, the cake was thing and we blew out. I didn't like, blow out your candles later, assholes. Like, they blew out their candles and opened up their gifts, but everyone was kind of in wrap-up mode, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to start my fantasy draft. I'll see you guys later.
I did the same thing. I had a jam meeting in Deadwood. I didn't want to drive all the way to Rapid to watch my wife play at Quaker Steak because I had a draft.
You got a fantasy draft. Like, a couple years ago.
But I did really well.
I made my wife skip out on a wedding.
Wow.
To get in an $80 fantasy football draft like an asshole.
Oh, that's funny. At least when you skipped out on my wedding, you had another one to go to.
I didn't.
That was fair enough.
Yeah, you're married.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, three months and 3 days.
Have you fought yet?
Not real. We haven't, even when we, because we lived together for almost 2 years before we got married anyway. We only had a couple real big fights. We only fight about, what are the things you fight about? We don't have kids, so take that off the table. What do couples fight about?
Time. We're both busy. Time is more important?
The scratch.
A little money.
Yeah. Money and time. That's it. I mean, if you got to make time for each other, and you know, there was a time that she wasn't working, then there was a time that I wasn't working steady. And so that's the only stress that we really have, but it's awesome. But we're old. I mean, we got married when we were both in our late 30s. So
that's true. It's probably a lot different.
Yeah. We're already set in our ways. We're done.
Nicole was 21 and I was 20, 22, you know. You aren't even a person yet. We became adults, like real people, around getting married. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's hard. That was way, you know, not great and better because of it. And I, you know, but getting married at 38, you said?
I was 30. Oh shit! How old was I? 37.
37.
Yeah.
Like you're already such an adult. I can't even translate what that's like.
Well, the good thing is, because all the warts are already there. You know, everything's fully formed. I'm like, hey, you love me anyway. I'm bald and fat, and I have no job.
You've got you're not gonna become 42 and then all of a sudden be into new things.
Yeah. Exactly. You know what I mean? And no kids. So stop asking. Plus, we're old. We're old.
You can have kids now.
No.
There is a, I just read on the internet, there was a couple that were in their 60s and have babies.
Trust me, all of our parts work. It's just that there's no desire. I mean, I've never wanted kids. Never. Even when I was younger and dating and serious relationships.
There's that evolutionary thing that It doesn't tick in your head at all. That caveman, you know, you need to keep the species alive and going. None of that. You just kill that with beer.
Hopefully that and my sperm count. But
just keep three cell phones in your pocket, pointed at your balls all the time. Stand in front of an open microwave. Bought a house underneath the cell phone tower. I'm just gonna do everything possible.
Well, we did, of course, as you get in a relationship, you talk about it. It's one of the things you have to talk about.
Right.
If you don't, I mean, all of a sudden you end up with twins and they're 11 and you're like, oh shit, in 7 years, I kick them out of my house. But it was good. I mean, you know, we don't have the desire. First of all, we're both pretty smart, but we both have some serious issues. So our kid would either cure cancer or be a serial killer.
That's everybody's kid.
Or maybe both.
That's everybody's kid though.
Maybe both. So yeah. No.
You cure cancer, you're probably allowed to be a bit of a serial killer.
A little bit. All the times it didn't work on the way up. No kids. I'm all good with it because we want to travel. We want to do stuff that if we start now, you can put yourself back 11 years, almost 12.
Okay.
You know, before she was pregnant.
Right.
You know, all that time we don't want to be 50. Well, shit, 55.
55 now.
God, yeah. So,
really, it's just for completely selfish reasons. And you're not going to keep the country alive with new employees.
Nope. Plus, we're going to get all the little ones from all overseas, and the Browning of the world is fine by me.
You can adopt a good-looking Asian kid.
Yeah, can you get them when they're like 17 and a half and then send them to college and be done?
There's something altogether creepy about wanting to pick one up. I'm sure you can, but I think the websites you go to are altogether different.
Yes. They probably are. I was just thinking we might,
pipe in a couple from Russia.
Maybe just like a summer before they turn 18 so you can get your yard work done and then be out of there.
You want to bring in yard help. Just go to the day labor place. And be like, which one of you want to be my children, brother?
None of them. No. But married life is awesome. It's great.
Well, good for you. Congrats. Yeah.
Thank you. Lots of fun.
There's a, I have some Russian friends in the motorcycle industry, and some friends of theirs run a mail order company, but their mail order company, it costs like a $250,000.
Yikes.
Now listen, this is creepy. I know I've told the story on the podcast before, so if you've already heard it, I apologize. But okay, so you call them like when they're, and then you look in their catalog when they're like 18.
No website?
I don't know.
Okay.
What it is. Okay. I'm sure there's a bajillion of them, but okay. So you, and so let's say you want them to like know how to cook and like know how to speak French and know how to, you know, do your accounting. And then you write them a check, cash. And then for like two or whatever, how many years it takes them to learn all these skills, they will learn all the skills that you want them to learn. And then they'll fly them over. And then there's a 6 month grace period where you can, you know, you get to see if they've learned their French and know accounting and they speak English and know how to cook. And if they can't, you can send them back and you start with a new 18-year-old and they just start the whole process over again.
How is that legal?
I don't know how it can be.
Russia. But, that's all you got to say.
But it's mail order brides are there. It's a legal thing. You know, this is just a little more than. Speaking of Russian mail order brides.
Can you send that one back?
Steve Jacobs just walked into the studio.
Just for everyone's knowledge, RussianBrides.com is blocked here at work. So I cannot do my research.
You guys put a filter so you can't. When did that happen? There's never a filter on this thing earlier. Really?
Right after you left, strangely enough. The timing was very odd.
Interesting.
Listen, there are times when you're doing a radio show where you need to be able to click on the horse porn link.
Certainly.
It is.
Is that what we're doing right now?
Clicking on horse porn?
No, a radio show.
This is MurdochJones.com.
Go.
New t-shirts available, fella.
Great.
Do you have them in 5X?
Oh, what is your... Nope.
No. I didn't say anything. I'll get whatever size you want, fella. You want small, I'll get you small.
Do you have size fuck you?
Yeah, apparently so.
You want to weigh in on the big chicken debate?
No.
In Rabbit City, we talk about local topics. We'll stick to animals. We'll take the sex out of it.
I appreciate the offer, but...
You and I live in the same neighborhood, and I want some chickens. What's your thoughts on that?
Don't have any thoughts. No thoughts.
Well, appreciate the
insight.
Are
you still rolling tape?
Yeah.
Good God.
How far are we in now?
Hour 10.
Hour 10. We're about ready to wrap up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Finally.
Wait, want to get some real work done around here?
No.
Steve Jacobs was asked to be on this podcast many times. He keeps declining.
Yeah, what's your deal? What's up with that?
I don't want to incriminate myself.
We won't talk about anything you don't want to talk about.
I mean, I know it's only your family and two friends right. Listening to this
There's
thing.
Seven people listening.
Even so, I like your family. I don't want them knowing
my
things.
Family doesn't even listen to this anymore. It's really just the person that I tape with and myself.
Right. Yeah.
And that's it.
I've listened to some episodes. I've listened to all the episodes, actually.
See? Nothing in there that you couldn't handle?
No, but it wasn't me going on the record saying things.
I'm not handing a lamp in your face telling me to commit to all your sins.
But if I don't tell you all my sins, it's boring.
Well, they don't have to be your sins. They could be other people's sins.
Listen, you could tell me your sins and it would be relatively boring anyway.
Well, that's a good point. Good point.
All right.
All right. Okay. Good to see you.
Thanks for stopping in.
Yeah.
Did you recut that ad yet?
Yes.
It doesn't sound like you recorded it in the bottom of a fucking toilet now.
It's called production value, sir.
Value. Mexican children recording into tin cans, literally with string, that made better advertising than the one I just fucking heard this morning driving into here.
That's okay.
Steve Jacobs, everybody. Thanks for stopping in. All right, we're an hour and 10 in. We're going to wrap this up. 951ksguy.com. Get all your fucking plugs in. You're on the
9K. 951ksguy.com. Black Hills Business Consulting on the Book of the Face. Demand-theory. Demand-theory.com for the band information. I didn't even get to tell my rally, Gilby Clark stories.
We'll come back. We'll do more.
Getting poisoned in the back of Jared Neiman's tour bus. Or I think that's about the only ones I can talk about. The rest of them are still under seal of the
indictment
federal court.
at Murdoch J on Twitter, MurdochJones.com. Got new t-shirts that you can buy, and that pays for this money-losing deal. So buy a shirt. Thanks for listening.